I'm just sitting around the house by myself today, so I figure I'll do a fucking show. I'm really fucking fed up with the microphone that I've got. It's a piece of shit. It always, I don't know, you fucking touch the cord at all, it makes all these horrible noises. So what I'm doing today is just talking straight into the DV cam, because really these things have pretty good microphones. It's just that they pick up a lot of room sound. So we'll see how this goes, but it's not like ham radio has ever been known as, a good sounding audio program. What is this? This looks like some lasagna that I guess Hemda left. Is it for me? Is it for Relic? Who knows? Maybe I'll eat it. So I'm in my swank New York apartment. Oh, we have beer too. That's one thing I am liking about the U.S., you can get alcohol anywhere, man. It's fucking ridiculous. Just like everywhere in Canada, not in Quebec, but most of Canada, you got to go to this government-run liquor store. In New Brunswick, it's just called NB Liquor. In Ontario, it's actually called the Beer Store, which I thought was fucking silly the first time I saw that. Actually, you know what? Fuck the beer. I'm going to make some coffee. April from Keith and the Girl Fandom / Newfoundland / Ontario came to visit. Her and Relic are friends, and she brought me some Tim Horton coffee. And it was fucking cool. I'll get into that later when I play a fucking 50 million Canadian songs in a row. But she brought me some Tim Horton's coffee, and it's fucking wonderful. I love coffee. All right. I'm sure I got things to say, things to ramble about, but until I think of what they are, let's play a song. Well, let's talk about Incubus. First time I ever heard Incubus, I kind of knew of them. They were on the Family Values tour, you know. They were on that live compilation album way back in the day. The Korn Limp Bizkit days when all that shit was awesome. And the only time the first time I really listened to them was my brother had a copy of Make Yourself, their first really successful album, and he didn't like it, so he gave it to me for Christmas or something. And I liked it quite a lot. I really tried hard to really get into that band. You know, there were some really good songs on that album. But I had tried the earlier stuff. I didn't really dig it too much. And then the one after that, Morning View, it was sort of okay. You know, it had some alright shit. And then I just fell off the wagon. I think for the next album, A Crow Left a Murder, I don't think I heard a single song off that. Just in the media net, it never hit me. And then, like, they had a song on the Stealth soundtrack, you know? Jamie Foxx flying a fucking jet? What is that horse shit, you know? That's fucking gay as hell. And it sucked. But I just heard the other day, I downloaded this random torrent of semi-recent rock songs, like the top 20 from, you know, not too recent, at least a year old. Icky Thump was on there. Maybe a year and a half, two? Nah, it couldn't be two. Anyhow, this Incubus song, Dig, was on there, and this song is fucking awesome. It just brings back all my memories of what I liked about Incubus, especially like songs like Drive. You know, it really is kind of like the sequel to Drive, and that was always, I don't know if you guys remember the Drive video, but Brandon Boyd, I think his name is, just shirtless and singing in a big room. I don't know, it just seemed very cool, very nice. A little bit gay maybe, but in like a comfortable way. Anyway, this song, Dig, it could really be seen as, I don't know, it's kind of cheeseball in a way, you know? It's like, hey, at least we still got each other type of shit. But, I don't know, it works. I think that stuff can be fine as long as it's, you know, got like a genuineness to it. It's like, I remember one time mentioning how, speaking of my brother, how he's like massive junkie boy, just all kinds of fucking problems. And he was listening to the shittiest music, like fucking Good Charlotte and stuff. And I remember my friend Dave was saying that, you know, a lot of times people with problems like that kind of music because it can inspire them and have a positive message and la la la. But that shit is weak. Like, it's just, it's terrible, you know? It's just so just shit. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just, it's terrible. But sometimes you get stuff like that and it's good. Like, there's some Pennywise songs from About Time. Is that what it's called? The one Perfect People, you know, that are really like fucking get off your ass, things are gonna be cool, positive type of songs. And this is like one of those songs too. It's like, you know, anytime I'm fucking up, just try to remember how I was yesterday and help me get back to that guy that wasn't all fucked up. I don't know if you can hear that, but we're near an airport. And the planes go by super low. I'm going to go outside and film them sometime. Like, you can see all the details of the plane. It's, like, ridiculous. It's like in Seven when the train keeps going by right outside Brad Pitt's apartment. Very loud airplanes. I'm shocked at how quickly I've gotten used to the airplane noises that I hardly notice them now. But if you hear loud sounds, that's the airplanes. All right, so this is Dig by Incubus.
We all have a weakness. Some of ours are easy to identify. Look me in the eye and ask for forgiveness. We'll make a pact to never speak that word again. Yes, you are my friend. We all have something that digs at us. At least we dig each other. So when weakness turns my ego up, I know.
I decided to go with a beer followed by a coffee. Fuck it, man. Fuck it. Both. So I was looking up Incubus on Wikipedia, get my bearings and all that, about the state of them. And They were listed, their genre of music was listed as emo, and that doesn't seem right to me. Like, I don't know, that term is so fucking fucked up. Like, I never knew what it meant. Back in Vancouver, I actually went to the library and got a book about the history of emo music. Because I was like, what does this mean? Basically, it means emotive or emotional, and it used to be good, you know, like The Cure and shit, you could call that. And then it just got, like, Dashboard Confessional fucking embarrassing. I mean, I guess you could make that argument for Incubus, but not really. I don't know, like, what a weird term. Like, obviously musical designations are fucking slippery at best, but that one especially. Doomed from the start, poorly thought out, hardly means anything. Anyway, it's a fucking good song. So, a lot of times when I'm doing these shows, I find, like, I kind of just want to play songs again, you know, like, even though I don't do shows often, since the last show, I'm still just, like, obsessively listening to whatever I still played before, and I kind of want to play it again, but what's the point of these if I'm just playing the same song over and over? But there's a way around that. I just need to find alternate versions of songs that I've played before. And, you know, why not? Why fucking force it? Why am I explaining? It's my fucking gay podcast that nobody fucking listens to. Fuck you if you don't like it. Go to fucking hell, asshole. You know what I'm talking about. Fuckface, you shithead. Fucking dick. So I've been listening to a lot of The Everlasting Gaze by The Smashing Pumpkins. And that's from Machina, the album nobody bought. It's very hard to find songs, covers of songs from that album. But I did find this kind of shitty fucking screamo version. Now, what screamo is kind of like the emo thing, but with screaming. You know, they tend to have the one pretty sounding singer, and then they have the screaming singer. And, you know, this band, I don't even know what they're called. Beats me, it's from some Smashing Pumpkins tribute. They're certainly not great. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to go check them, you know, any of their other stuff out. But they do a good enough rendition of The Everlasting Gaze, and there's just something satisfying about the structure of this song. Like, this version is obviously not as great as the Billy Corgan one, but the fucking, I don't know, it's a good song, man. It's fucking cool. Here it is, Everlasting Gaze by, do they have a name? Let's see. Waiting for the words to scroll. A Static Lullaby. Yeah.
Your desire, you always find. us engaged, enchanted in the rapture of his sentimental sway. But underneath the wheels like a skull of every cog, a fickle fascination of an everlasting god. You know I'm not dead. Let's just live it on somebody head. Forever waiting. Forever waiting on the ground.
I'm pretty much just going through my MP3 player and just playing whatever comes up that's cool. This next one is this band called Wintersleep that are from Canadian East Coast. And I'd heard of them before. Like their the Trailer Rock Boys movie has a Wintersleep song. And I saw them one time, I think opening for Vetch, or Vetch was opening for them. Or maybe Vetch wasn't related in any way. Anyway, in Fredericton. I didn't really remember them that well. I mean, I remembered the name, but Wintersleep, man, I'm like, I thought maybe I had a t-shirt of theirs because it looked cool, but that wasn't them. Anyway, drop my MP3 player. See, that's what I like about getting $40 shit MP3 players from fucking Walmart, is it really doesn't matter what happens to them. You can bang them all around, and who gives a fuck? It was $40 fucking dollars. It only holds a gig, but I was talking to B. Jason of Keith and the Girl Best Of fame the other day. How nice it is in some ways to have a small MP3 player, because it's like a fucking battle zone, you know? Like, only the strong survive. The fact that I have songs that have been on there for, like, over a year means those are good songs, man. Transdermal Celebration, I think, was my example in specific. Maybe that hasn't been a year, but it's been a while. The fuck was I talking about? Right, Wintersleep. So my friend Matt sent me, when I was still at West, I think, he sent me this album, and he's like, hey man, new Wintersleep album, you should listen to this, it's good. And I did listen to it here and again, but it was in the, like, MP4 format, M4A. Doesn't play right, I had to transfer it to put it on my thing, so I didn't listen to it enough is the point, because we were driving around back in Fredericton. We were driving home after we went out to have something to eat. And this song came on, and I was like, man, like, I waited till the song was over, but I was just like, it was fucking, I was transfixed by it. And then I was like, man, what fucking band is that? What is that song? Because he listens to quite a few bands that I never delved into very deeply, so I don't know one from the other. And he was like, man, that's Wintersleep, dude. Dude, you clearly didn't listen to it. And clearly I didn't, because this was track 9 of 10 toward the end. So I knew, like, the first half of the album, but I would just kind of listen to the first half and then listen to it sort of again, you know, I didn't really stick with it. Anyway, this song is so fucking cool. I just immediately got, like, this image in my head, like it was a movie, of being, like, a younger teen, and you're hanging out with the older kids, and you're, like, driving around, and they're probably getting drunk and stoned, but you're not so much because you're young. You're just fucking high on the fact that you're hanging out with them. And it's night, and you're driving along, and you're just looking out at the lights going by, and you just feel happy and, like, comfortable, excited that you're there, that you're just with these people. And it's just, like, that's just the vibe that I got out of this song. This is called Lasers. Lasers, track 9 from the new Wintersleep album, which I don't know what it's called. And it's super good.
One day laser beams will cure my sight. -5, it's pretty much blind. I wanna see things, you know. Stare so deep into the laptop light. Sip your coffee and stare, like you got something to say, but you can't say it, cause it just ain't there anymore. like premonition floods in its might. Converse with absolute time and space, and time and space, and time and space, and nothing really matters anymore. Time and space.